she comes, she's a man eater.
The word I like to use is extra.
Do you know her sign?
Franzi, I would drink today.
I low-key think I'm kind of psychic.
It's like, am I psychic or am I an empath? Long-distance friendships, social media.
Are we going to like each other? Like, what's this going to be?
Hi, friends. You are listening to No Filter Friendship with Jen and Haley. I'm Jen Gregorio.
And I'm Haley McNutt. And together, we're two friends who talk too much. And you are listening to a little tiny baby, teeny tiny, short, tiny baby episode today.
They're not that short, Haley. They're like 30 minutes long.
But it's fun to say a teeny tiny baby.
Teeny tiny baby.
The itty bitty episode of your dreams. The bite size episode that you can share and send to your friends and play on a quick trip to the local restaurant where you are going to have dinner with them and force them to listen to it because it's only 25 minutes and that's the exact length of your drive. Thanks for choosing No Filter Friendship for all your friendship needs.
Rate, review, and subscribe while we're here.
We're like an infomercial.
Anyway.
Yep.
Okay, on today's bite-size episode of No Filter Friendship,
yes.
Haley and I are going to discuss a TikTok that I saw last night and sent to her and said, we should talk about this tomorrow when we record No Filter Friendship.
We're talking about TikToks. We're TikToking.
This is the TikTok talk.
This is TikTok talk.
TikTok talk.
Jen and Haley. No, TikTok talk is serious. TikTok talk is like
TikTok talk is
a news somber show. Like, we're news anchors, right? Much like TikTok, the app, we are very somber and serious.
Yes.
It's very serious business.
There's no air horns
watching TikTok
and TikTok talk.
Anyway, that's what we're doing today.
Yeah.
So get on board. Right. Get off the fucking TikTok train.
So this girl posted a TikTok, and it was just, I think it was one of those like, it was a trend people are doing where it's like, me at my best friend's wedding after I talked.
Oh, the one with the dancing?
Yeah, she was like
where
dancing.
Where it's like, me dancing at my best friend's wedding after I told her to leave the groom or whatever.
Yes, right. Yeah. So I think this girl posted one and was like, me dancing at my friend's wedding only to get dumped by her a week later or something.
Oof.
And then it kind of blew up. And so she was like, oh, I have to do a story time now. Thank God. So she did
God.
A story time.
Thank you for your service.
You know what? There's really nothing I love more than a story time on
drama.
TikTok. I love story time on TikTok because it's drama. And I love that.
Yeah. And we live for drama.
And so basically the premise of this story is this girl who her handle, I can just tell you.
Isn't
what it is.
Ginger.d.light.
Ginger.d.light. L-I-T-E. So I don't know if her actual name is Ginger, but we're going to call her Ginger because that's her TikTok handle.
She is a Ginger.
She is a
context.
Ginger, yes. And so Ginger and two of her other friends from college are bridesmaids of this woman at her wedding. So this woman's getting married. We'll call her Becky. I don't know. Just feels right.
She probably has good hair.
So Becky's getting married, and Ginger and two of her other friends have been friends since college. And so the four of them have been like a core group of four friends from college, besties from college.
Mm-hmm.
And they have fun at the wedding, whatever. Apparently, the way that this friend, Becky, kind of communicates in their friendship is she kind of holds on to a lot of her anger and then ends up having kind of a big fight with Ginger and then everything's fine. And then it kind of continuously happens where it's like a long period of time goes by where there's no fighting.
Yep.
To the point where Becky is upset about things and holding on to things and then kind of explodes.
Right.
And it sounds like right before the wedding, it had been a while since they had had one of those fights. And so therefore, Ginger was kind of like, things are feeling weird with Becky. We're probably going to have one of these talks, but like her wedding is happening. So I'm not going to have this talk with her, obviously, at her wedding. And the wedding happens. Great. Then Becky goes on her honeymoon and Ginger's like, okay, we'll have the talk when she gets back from her honeymoon. And then I guess Becky left the Snapchat group chat with the four of them. And they were like, what the fuck, Becky? Ginger added her back in and was like, LOL, did you mean to do that? And Becky was like, I'll explain later. And then...
so sus.
The next day sent this long text that I'm going to read.
You're going to read it right now? Oh my God. Hold on to your butts.
Okay, so this is Becky's text to her three best friends from college. Okay, so because I was drunk, I passed out by like 10:30 and woke up at like 5:30, so I had time to type this out. I did leave Snap group. Blank and I also left another group chat as well yesterday. I'll be honest, I didn't think there'd be a second glance about me leaving the Snap group. I suppose it's probably for the best that Amy added me back in so I could explain. Amy might be Becky's real name.
Oh, but I don't care.
We're still calling her Becky.
No, you mean Ginger.
Fuck me. You're right. Amy, Amy, I think, is Ginger's real name, but we're going to keep calling her Ginger.
Yep.
I'm at a point where I'm just kind of done. By no means am I trying to diminish the role you guys did play in my wedding, because I know you guys did spend money on the dresses and the festivities and stuff, and you helped a good bit on the wedding day. I'm truly grateful for those things and hope that's not lost in my overall message here. I hope if I see you guys around or something, and or truly if you ever need a place to stay down near us, you know that we go way back and you'll always have a place to crash if needed, but I need to sort of bow out. It's become obvious and increasingly clear to me and to my sisters after how the bachelorette party went, which I don't know. I don't know what happened there, but would love to know that things are just different than things are just different than how they were. And I know things change. My whole life has changed dramatically since college, so I'm aware of the simple fact. But probably the hardest pill to swallow growing over the last year, and especially lately, is that the friends I thought were incredibly solid and down for me simply aren't in the ways that I thought they were. And that's okay, but I gotta stop giving energy and trust to that, because I only end up disappointed and or hurt when I try to ignore the obvious change in friendship here. That's the text message.
Oof.
It's
that's a lot.
Okay, and so Becky had these three best friends. They were her bridesmaids in her wedding.
Yep.
And then a week later, she said, ah, never mind. Yeah. But if you ever need somewhere to crash, let me know. But otherwise, no thank you. What?
So, okay, wait. I want to know. So when you first watched those TikToks, Jen, was your immediate reaction like anger, defensiveness or something like for like Ginger and
yes.
Co?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think that it's fair of Becky at all to do this.
I am mostly confused. I think because I just feel like, listen, I think that there are some parts of what Becky did that aren't bad. Like her text message to them was extremely thorough.
Mm-hmm.
It was aside from the fact that she's like vague about what went wrong, quote unquote. But like when it came to like trying to extend some kind of olive branch where she could at least like end this on good terms, but ultimately like still got what she wanted, which was to not have these friends anymore, like not be part of this friend group. Like, I feel like the way she did it was honestly pretty wholehearted, it felt to me. But I'm more confused by, like, the decision to do this in the first place and also doing it a week after your wedding. Like, why? Like, I get that if you're getting married, you know, especially, like, near the end, like, right at the end before the wedding happens, you're, like, panicked and you're stressed and you have a lot of shit going on. And the last thing you want to deal with is also some friend drama. Like, that's just too much. But also, why would you know that you felt this way about them and continue to go through with it? Like, I do think even at that late in the game stage, you could still go to them and be like, hey guys, I am so sorry to do this to you at the last minute. And like, I'll reimburse you for whatever I need to. Maybe she couldn't do that, but like something similar. But like, I don't think it's a good idea for you to be standing with me on my wedding day. And then
that's so crazy to me.
Yeah. Cause she had the ability to do that. And the fact that she like instead put on like a fake, like a mask to make it seem like she was fine and everything was Gucci until a week later. That's the part that I'm like very not sure why she would do that. Cause that feels disingenuous to me. Whereas her text message doesn't.
Well, and think about it. She's going to have those photos for the rest of her life and she's not friends with them anymore.
Yeah, dude. I think about that all the time. I thought about that so much before my wedding. I was like,
yeah,
I'm going to have these photos for forever. Every single person in them needs to be someone I'm keeping around.
My mom, I forget if I told you this, my parents at my sister's wedding, at Rachel's wedding in August, they took a photo of all the of their wedding party because every single, almost, actually, every single person that was at my parents, that was in my parents' bridal party was at Rachel's wedding.
Wow.
All of them.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. And like that, that is like goals to me. Like you don't want the people that are in your bridal party to not be in your life, which is like why, you know, siblings are the obvious choice to be part of it because obviously they're stuck with you forever.
They're stuck, yeah, for forever.
And that's why like your childhood friends, I think, make a lot of sense because they've already been with you for so long. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I will say, not to toot my own horn and also not to throw shade, but every woman in my bridal party who was a bridesmaid is still in my life and very important to me. Granted, it's only been a couple years, but still, mm-hmm. every single one of them
mm-hmm.
cannot say the same for the groomsmen. So,
tea.
That's the that on that. Just tea. Saying.
Here's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
With this, I think an overarching, like, let's forget about the fact that this woman is a little bit unhinged because she had three women in her bridal party that she then dumped a week later.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the fact that this pattern that Ginger outlined,
because
I think that that is very important to talk about.
I think so too. Yes.
I think that is a very unhealthy way to deal with conflict and emotions.
I mean, any therapist can say in your first session, like, you need to tell people when things are upset. When you're upset about things or, like, when things are wrong. Like, that's the 101. That is 101. 100%.
And this is coming from somebody who doesn't like conflict. But, like, I feel like the more you hold on to things and the more you, like, kind of hold a grudge or whatever, like the worse it gets.
Absolutely.
Like if this, because I also wonder if the reason why Becky dumped these girls is because they didn't get a chance to have that conversation that they get to have every year or whatever it is, right? Like if every year you have to have a conversation with your friends to talk about why they pissed you off in the last year, something's wrong. Like,
yeah, I mean, I don't think that's necessarily
I think you should be able to tell them immediately when things piss you off, or not immediately, but like
100% agree,
more immediately than annually.
I mean, the vibe I was getting from Ginger's video and like her explanation of when they lived together before like she moved out and like the wedding stuff really started happening was more like because they were roommates, there were a lot of like roommate issues that they had that she like kept close to herself. Like Ginger, I guess, I don't think she specifies in the video, but it didn't sound like it was like, I have an issue with you as a person. It was like, you annoy me when you do X, Y, and Z. Or like this thing you said kind of frustrated me the other day. And like when you're living with someone, that that shit happens all the time.
Yeah.
And it is a matter of like squashing it as soon as it comes up. And clearly she didn't do that. Like she would just instead withhold until she started to boil over because of whatever it was that hit her threshold. And that was when it would become Ginger's problem because Becky was like holding it in. And then now, oh, it's all your fault that this happened, that I feel like this. So like, it sounded like when she moved out, their relationship maybe didn't get like better, but was definitely easier because they had less conflict coming up. And
they also saw each other significantly less.
Right, exactly. Well, which causes less conflict too. So
of course.
To me, like I also thought like the first thing I thought when I saw the message was something must have been happening that she didn't tell them about. And I know she references the bachelorette party.
Oh, I'd
and
love Ginger, to know.
Well, Ginger also said something weird happened at the wedding. She was like, not related to this, but like, it was a weird time. And everybody in the comments is like, what the fuck happened? We would like to know, which same, because I'm nosy, but also because I think it might help piece together a little bit of what's going on. Like, it does feel like something has happened that we don't know about. Why are you making that face?
Because she made a part three.
She did?
Bachelorette party, part three.
Oh my God. Okay, wait, play it, play it. You gotta play it. Into the mic, please.
Okay, we are doing a part three with the bachelorette party.
Can you hear it?
So nothing particularly went super wrong at the bachelorette party. Like, there was no fight or anything, but it was just subpar, and I felt bad because I knew it probably wasn't what she wanted. And I personally would have planned things differently, but I still had a good time. But obviously something went wrong to her because when she was texting back to my other two friends, when they replied to like that book of a text, like she said that we were being clicky, and I think she said something about us like getting too drunk or something. Which, again, if those were issues, just talk about them. Like, be like, hey, I think that you guys were clicky at the bachelorette party. You guys are, whatever the issues were, like, she just needed to, like, explain to us and we could work it out. But she didn't do that. And if you've listened this far, I hope you've gotten some entertainment out of the story.
Bitch, we have.
I don't know. I have some notes for Ginger, honestly. But I will say, okay, well, I mean, here's my initial thought, Jen, and, like, feel free to tell me if you think I'm being stupid, but, like, I don't think that's actually what went wrong. Because it just doesn't sound like anything really went wrong.
Something else, like, had to have happened.
Either she's not telling us everything, or potentially something happened before this and, like, she didn't see her friend until the party and that's why the vibes were off.
Yeah, I mean, obviously this is one-sided. We're only getting Ginger's side of the story. Yeah. We don't know what Becky is thinking this whole time, but, like,
yeah,
because we're only getting Ginger's side of it, like, we're only knowing what Ginger's taking out of it. Like, whatever Becky said to them, whatever happened, like, this is what Ginger has interpreted
the
whole situation as. And I just see a lot of red flags with Becky.
I mean, I feel like I can't say just because there's so little information. Like, I don't know. Because, like, again, because this is one-sided, like, Ginger could be, like, painting herself really nice here. And it might not even be accurate. On the internet. Like,
yeah, you're right.
I don't know. I just, the only thing, like, if she had sent a text message that was, like, really fucking wild, like, where she was like, you guys are bitches and I never want to speak to you again and you've ruined my life, or, like, you know, you were a horrible part of my wedding or something insane like that, that, like, just completely dismisses all of the time and history that they do have together as a friendship, like, that would make me feel like, oh, yeah, this chick is just psycho and, like, you just can't be friends with her. But because her message was so, like, she was so passionate about being, like, you guys are important to me. You have been important to me. Like, you are a part of, a very important part of my life. And, like, you know, I don't, like, want to dismiss that. If you were ever in an emergency situation, I would still come to your aid. But, like, I can't be actively part of this friend group anymore. And, like, the way, too, where she frames it as, like, I don't feel like the way I feel is being reciprocated by you guys, and therefore I can't keep putting as much energy into this. That's the part where I was like, she has a different view here of what their friendship means and the dynamics between them. Because even just from hearing, like, Ginger describe it, she was like, we see each other occasionally. Like, I would come down to see her in her new place. And, like, I think she said they maybe once hung out, like, where Ginger was.
Yeah.
It sounded like effort was being put in. But I think, like, the transformation of seeing a friendship go from, like, literally living together where you're dealing with things, like, together as a unit all the time to having, like, a pretty large barrier in the way of space, I think that maybe is more so, like, what gave Becky, like, this perspective of, like, oh, we're actually not as close as I thought we were. And, like, maybe she even felt like I care more about seeing her than she cares about seeing me. And, like, you know, I did all this. I made this, like, really big decision to have her be in my wedding. And, like, I still feel like I'm not getting, like, the reciprocation that I need during this time. Like, I just hesitate to say for a 100% certainty that Becky, like, is wildly off base here, because While I do think that she definitely has a pattern of, like, not communicating effectively or in a timely manner when it's, like, the most necessary when she has an issue, I totally think that's definitely true. I feel like she might be in the right here to say, like, I don't want to be friends with these people anymore.
No, I mean, she is totally in the right to say, I don't want to be friends with you anymore. I just don't know if she gave Ginger enough of an explanation. Like, it, because I think no matter what, no matter the way that you slice it, like, the way that the TikTok sounds, it seems like Ginger doesn't quite understand what's going on. Like, she knows what happened at the bachelorette party. She knows whatever happened at the wedding, which there's no part four yet.
She at least thinks that she knows.
She thinks that she knows what's going on.
Yeah.
But Ginger didn't go over, like, sorry, Becky, I'm so bad at this. Becky did not, I don't think Becky explained it well to Ginger.
Yeah, I agree with that for sure.
And that's not really fair. Like, I feel like, here's my thing. If you're going to send a breakup text, you have to explain why.
I don't know, though. Do you? What if you're like, it's obvious why I'm doing this. I don't have to explain it to you. You're a grown adult. Like, you should know why this is wrong that you did this thing.
How? I guess, but like...
I mean, that's in extreme circumstances, but I do think that in some circumstances you don't
have
to.
But then how is Ginger so confused still?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think in this case, because she is still so confused, maybe there should have been more to say, but I wonder... Did she ask? Did her or the girls ask at all?
I think also, they did. Wait,
the other thing, too, that really bothers me is that she did this in a group text.
Well, she like, dumped all of them at the same time.
Well, I know, but it would be one thing to send each of them individually the same text message. Like, that would suck, but, like, it wouldn't be, like, it would at least be, like, I want to say this to you privately so that it's, like, between us, because it should just be between them. The fact that she sent it to all of them at the same time, I'm like, ma'am. Well,
yeah, it sounds like they were, like, a group, like a big group.
They were, but also she didn't live with all of them, did she? She lived with Ginger. Yeah, I don't know that she lived with the other two.
No matter how you slice it, like, even if you're in a group with four people and you're all four best friends, you have individual friendships with each of them.
Exactly.
Or, I mean, you should. I don't think that that's a healthy... If you don't have individual friendships with everybody in the friend group, that's not healthy. Yeah. Is, I think, what... That's not normal. In the last few years.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. It just, I don't like that there's the pattern of the not communicating and then blowing up, like, seemingly kind of out of nowhere and, like, having the whole conversation. And then it's like she did the exact same thing this time, except she's not letting anybody tell their side of the story. She's just like, I'm done.
Mm.
The other thing is, Haley, do you think... that she needed to send that text
to, like, sever the friendship? Mm-hmm. I mean, technically, did she have to? No. But I think because of how close she was with those friends, she should have, and she did. So, like, if I were in her position, I would certainly... Well, maybe I'm lying.
Right? I'm trying to think, like, if I was in that scenario...
When I send a text message...
If I was Becky, and I was gonna, like, cut a group of friends off...
Actually, I think I would. I think I would send a message. If I didn't think that my friends knew that something was wrong, like, if I really felt like they had no fucking clue that I was upset with them, I would send a message just to be like, I need you to know that we're not friends anymore. But if I feel like they already knew, like, some shit was up, I wouldn't.
I guess I'm just shocked at the breakup text rather than just, like, kind of fading away, because it doesn't feel like anything big happened. And again,
well, it sounds like she wanted to fade away, right? She wanted to just leave the snap and be
right,
like, bye.
I mean, I feel like it's just weird to me that nothing, like, major happened. And again, we don't know what happened at the wedding. Something dramatic could have happened. And obviously we're only hearing this through Ginger, but, like, I just, the idea of after your wedding, you've decided that you don't want to be friends with these people so much that you break up with them, rather than, I feel like the benefit of fading away is that you're kind of giving them a chance in a way. because you're not telling them to cut you off. You're not telling them to stop talking to you. So you're still continuing to give them that chance. It's almost like a test. I don't know if this is fucked up now that I'm thinking about it, but like fading away from a friend to me is almost like testing them. Like, and maybe that's because
like, a lot will they be able to come back and live up to the expectations?
Will they make the effort? Will they notice that I'm pulling away? Will they care that I'm pulling away? Like, you're kind of giving them that opportunity to show you that like they can go above and beyond and like they do still care about you, versus sending the breakup text feels like I'm done and you can't do anything to come back from this.
Yeah.
Even though I don't know if Ginger and her friends know what this is, because I certainly don't.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I think that the fadeaway does have a lot more wiggle room than setting a firm boundary like this. I think that there's a time and place for both, too.
Totally. But like now, I don't know, if Becky were to come back a week later and be like, oh, I miss you guys, actually, like, it doesn't feel... Like, it will never, their friendship would never be the same after that text.
I
mean,
I highly doubt that she would do something like that. No, because I know, feel but like.
Imagine.
I don't know.
Yeah. Imagine you send the text, you're on your honeymoon, you're like, I'm a wife now, and I don't need these bitches because they suck anyway. And your husband, maybe her husband was like, you know,
yeah,
those girls are the worst, and like, they're so bad for you, and you're not yourself with them, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't know, maybe. That's what they're like, people in her life are telling her. But then, you know, maybe she comes to her senses and is like, wait, I miss them. She can't really go back now.
I don't know. I mean, I thought about that too. I feel like to me, the thing that this is the most like telling about is you just gotta be careful with those college friends. Like, some of them aren't gonna stick around forever. And I think a lot of people, when they graduate from college, they think like, oh, these people are going to be in my life for the rest of my life. And listen, some of them definitely will be. Mm-hmm. Some of them for sure are like game-changing, life-changing friendships.
Yeah.
Because they do come to you at a time in your life when you need them the most. Mm-hmm. And so long as you guys move in similar directions, like you can keep them for forever and it will always be a wonderful, very strong intense friendship. Mm-hmm. But like there are a lot of people you become friends with in college who are not people you would normally become friends with, and the only reason you did is because you lived really close to each other or you had mm-hmm. a class together or whatever. And in college it's hard to let those ones go. It's hard to even imagine letting them go because mm-hmm. you feel so grown when you graduate.
Yeah.
And also because your life shifts dramatically. Like, your bubble when you're in college is a completely new bubble from who you were beforehand. And you think that bubble's going to stay the same from then on, right? Like, you, like, cross this, like, threshold or whatever, where it's like, this is now the life I've created for myself. This is where I live. And the tea is that you're still very young and there are many more bubbles to go through. So,
yeah.
I feel like to me, this whole story speaks much more to the fact that like, you can't just assume that your core four from college are the people who you actually are going to have in your life for the rest of your life. It's very sweet that she thought that and wanted them to be her bridesmaids, but mm-hmm. it's not realistic. Yeah. And also, like, makes me have questions about, like, what Becky's other friends are like. Why weren't they bridesmaids? Mm. What capacity are they in? And also makes me wonder, like, the relationship. Like, how long was she with this guy? And did she lose any other friendships during that relationship? Like, I have a lot of questions about what's been going on with her.
and what you're saying about, like, you can't just expect the people that are in your life from college are going to keep being in your life makes me wonder, like, what kind of friendship did these four girls have? Like, were they kind of like, see you when I see you, and if I'm not seeing you, we're not talking? Because maybe that's what Becky meant by like, I'm putting in this effort and I'm not getting it back. Maybe the three girls were just kind of like, yeah, like the four of us, we're always going to be there for each other, but like not communicating enough or reaching out enough or making an effort. And like, I mean, that's a very real thing. Like, if you feel like you're just going to have these friends forever and you stop putting in that effort, they're not going to stick around.
Well, and I think it also, to that end, I feel like then you're also talking about, like, communication styles, too. Like, they had that Snapchat group, right? And Ginger says, like, they were in that Snapchat group, like, damn near every day, posting something to update the other girls about their life and stuff. And whether or not, you know, Becky was being active in it almost isn't the point. If she wasn't interested in maintaining communication with her close friends in that kind of format, then it's just not going to work. And, like, that's fine. Like, you can feel that way. You cannot like something like just keeping up through pictures on an app or whatever.
Yeah.
But it does mean that, yeah, you might not maintain the closeness that you thought you had when you, like, literally lived within four blocks of each other or whatever.
But it sucks that if Becky felt that way, she didn't speak up sooner. Yeah. Because I think if she had spoken up sooner, she could have saved that friendship, those friendships that she had and no longer has. If she had said, hey, I love the Snapchats, they're fun, but, like, I need more FaceTimes, I need more this, I need more that, like, you can't just expect people to know what you need, because that's not the case.
Yeah. There are a lot of different directions that this can go, and I think that so much of it depends on, like, context of what was even going on with Becky at the time, because while you and I certainly would never have girls be our bridesmaids and then dump them as friends permanently a week later, because that is truly bananas.
Psychotic.
I also wonder how much any of this is even, like, how much agency Becky even feels like she has in this scenario, and, like, what are her priorities that she's acting upon in this situation? Like, I just don't know. I don't know. It's a big old mess. But
it's messy, but for our entertainment, thanks.
For our entertainment,
thanks,
for sure.
Thanks, Ginger.D.Light, for giving us this
Ginger
content.
Delight. Yes. Big fan. Loved it.
Would love to know everybody's thoughts on
the
Ginger Becky situation. Send us an email, nofilterfriendship@gmail.com. That is nofilterfriendship@gmail.com. If you have thoughts about Becky, about Ginger, about the show as told by Ginger.
Wow, a great show. Oh man.
Or just about friendship in general.
Someone told me the grass is much greener on the other side.
Yeah, so send us an email.
Sick. Amazing. And if you want to see our faces in the flesh, like with our voices attached to our faces.
Whoa,
which is like
crazy
weird experience.
Weird.
You can do that on our social media, because we have that. On Twitter and Instagram, you can find us at No Filter Friends with a Z at the end. And on TikTok, we are at No Filter Friendship. Come follow us and share us with all your friends and tell them how much you love us and how pretty we are.
Pretty. And we should also say that we have a few more episodes left in this season.
Well, no, this before the hiatus.
We're going to take
a hiatus. It's still going to be season two.
We are going to take
a little break.
Bit of a summer break.
A little summer vacay.
A little summer vacay. Not from our real jobs, just from this job that doesn't give us any money.
We'll love to see it.
So we will have episodes coming out until July 1st will be our last episode pre-hiatus. And then we will be back
at the end of the summer.
At the end of the summer. We will be back next week with another episode of No Filter Friendship. Bye, friends.
Bye, friends.